started the recordings.
Okay. This is J. Scott Evans. We could have a roll call, please.
Yes, certainly, J. Scott. Good morning, good evening to everyone. On today's call, we have J. Scott Evans, Nacho Amados, Avery Doria, Cheryl Langdon Orr. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Glenda Saint-Géry, Liz Gaster, myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and apologies from Ken Bauer. Please, can I just remind everyone to say their names for transcript purposes? Thank you.
All right, this is J. Scott again. Marika, if you would just briefly take us through in 1 or 2 minutes what you all covered last week, and then we can move on to today.
In the last meeting, we covered the remaining sections of the document. If I recall correctly, I think that was from section 2.4.1. Mm-hmm. As we only had a limited number of people on the call, we did decide not to go into too much detail on the decision-making methodologies and the problem issue escalation resolution processes, as those two elements will come back again in the working group guidelines, and we thought those were, you know, quite important concepts that you know, would benefit from a broader discussion with more members on the call. So we went through the rest of the document, and those changes or discussions that were had then are reflected in the document that is up now on Adobe Connect.
Okay.
So we didn't do a complete run-through yet, and I think the idea was to do that on this call to check if all the changes that were made reflect the discussions and the recommendations made. I did post it to the list a couple of days ago with the request to post any suggestions or edits or comments to the list, but I haven't seen anything posted.
Neither have I, and it seems at this point that we are at a juncture where, and I just put this out to the group for consideration, that what we need to do at this juncture, I would recommend, is that we circulate this document for consideration with the understanding that the sections that have broad cross-references back to the working group guidelines we'll need refinement, but we need to jump over the working group guidelines and get those completed first. But I would love to hear other perspectives. Because if I just heard Marika correctly, both of the two areas, the 2.4.3, which is ISCU escalation and resolution, and rules of engagement, both some of those areas are going to be covered in that other document more specifically and just hit here lightly with an understanding with a cross-reference back to the document. Is that correct?
That is correct. And another comment or question I would like to pose to the group on that, because we, you know, staff has been working on a draft of the working group guidelines, and we had some internal reviews on that, and we were actually discussing, especially because they're so, you know, different areas that require cross-referencing, if it doesn't make sense to integrate the two documents into one, you know, complete guidebook, basically, for working groups, instead of having two documents where you might run the risk that, you know, if one document changes, the other one doesn't get updated or things like that. So we can still, of course, now treat them as two documents that we're reviewing, but, you know, our question will be, doesn't it make sense at the end of the day to just integrate it all and have one place where everything, all the information is contained, so that also updates, you know, are reflected across the whole document?
Others?
I, Cheryl here. J. Scott, I typed this. I think we're close, if not ready, for the sections to be looked at and then taken to the committee of the whole point of view, because we certainly do need a unified outcome, as far as I'm concerned, at least.
Okay. So What I suggest at this point is that we send this around to everyone saying that, you know, Marika, that this is the final text with the understanding that the two sections that have heavy cross-reference to the guideline document would need tweaking, but it requires the guideline document to be finished first.
Hmm.
But except for those two sections, this is the final wording that we're proposing. And so everyone needs to get comfortable with that, because we're going to do, I would like to do a call for consensus on all the language and everything except the two sections that rely heavily on the working group guidelines. So in other words, this document will be 90% finished. If we can get consensus. Do people agree? I see Cheryl does.
Oh, yeah. The thing is great.
And then but one of the things is, and I am looking here for some help from others, how do we get more people to show up?
Well, there's always bribery.
I have no problem next week, if we start on the working group guidelines and this means people show up, that we just plow through it. But then we run into that problem where people argue it's a fait accompli.
Yeah. All you can do is just remind people of the importance, double-check if there is an issue with some form of logistics. Is the timing? Is there something? Is there something else wrong? And if you get close to saying we're about to do a call for consensus, it usually is a motivator.
Okay. Well, why don't we do that? I don't think there's any necessity for us to drill down into this. I think we need to look at the other documents. And so far, I know that four of us met in Sydney and went through a lot of the documents. But that we're probably going to have to do that exercise with the rest of the documents.
Yes.
And we'll begin that next week. But I would like to, my goal is to then, coming from me, I'll send an email to the list. I'll explain this game plan. And I won't do a call for consensus until after next week to give people a week to look at everything and sort of get it in their head of where we're headed. And at the end of next week's call, I'm giving them a warning before I do a call for consensus. Does that sound like a viable path forward?
Cheryl, here sounds like an excellent plan to me.
Okay. So that's where I think we are at this stage. And I think we at least need, since we're going to go to another document, it's only fair that we not do that today, because I think we need to give other people the opportunity to know that's what our schedule is. So if they have more, if they for some reason have done some sort of value judgment and decided that's the more important document they want to be involved in, they have an opportunity to know that's where we're headed.
This is Marika. If I can just ask a question, and for those that are on the call, whether they have any comments or whether they had a chance to review the changes made and they're happy with how, you know, the discussion has been reflected in the document.
Hi, this is Aubrey. I read it, and I thought it was cool. I thought it was pretty good. I sent the few comments I had to the list, I think.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I was, and I mean, even those, they were all relatively minor things, except for perhaps one, and that was minor. Anyway, but I thought it was fine. I thought, you know, you captured it.
So,
you know, people don't expect me to usually be this agreeable.
I think you've done a very good job of what we actually did until we get to these two major sections, it's been a lot of smoothing off rough edges to make sure that things are expressed in an appropriate manner. I don't see that we've made huge substantive leaps. And we've relied heavily on those members of this group that have been in similar type fora before. Cheryl from ALAC, Yannis from other working group model organizations, and Aubrey from the same perspective as well as academia and GNSO. So I think it's in pretty good shape. I think that we need to move to the next document, but I think you've done a real good job of capturing it.
Thank you.
And is this redlined PDF version available on the wiki?
Yes, it is, both in Word and in PDF. But what I can do is basically produce a clean version, because people can see the revised versions on the wiki, with highlighting those two sections that we'll review as part of the working group guidelines. Also highlighting, there's this one section on the statement of interest and I think disclosure of interest section that will need to be updated according to the final text of the OSC work team that is looking at that.
Okay.
Gisela?
Hi, Sabai. This is Jay Scott.
You were just pointing out that the document is kind of finished and you're happy with it. Is that the gist of it?
That we're happy with those sections that aren't within heavy reliance on the other documents.
Hmm, I understand.
And that we believe that before we can finalize those sections that have heavy reliance on the guidelines for the working groups, we need to finalize the guidelines.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that from my point of view, from the last time where we left off with Gisela, there was a section we hadn't done yet, which I think is the voting or however that goes, and it relies on the next document. I read through the current version that was the latest version on the PDF that was on the website this morning, and I'm okay with it, and I'll move on to the next section. I just wanted to, you know, I don't know what went on before, but I'm okay with it.
Okay. So, Marika, if you would do that.
Okay.
And then send it to me, and then I will post it to the list along with my email.
Okay. I'll do so.
And let's go ahead and reserve this time frame again for our call next week with the understanding that one of the questions I'm going to ask the group is, in order to obtain broader participation, is maybe one of the things we need to do is think about changing the time. Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yes.
Fine to me.
Cheryl here. Just ask for input on the change of time. It's more of a courtesy exercise to see whether there was a logistical issue for people, that's all. As you say, they may very well have made a value judgment and will buy back in with more energy as we move to the other document.
That's correct. Okay. Is everybody comfortable with that plan?
Okay with me.
All right. Well, that's where we're headed. I appreciate very much everyone coming today. I appreciate very much everyone attending last week. I'm sorry that I was in a five-hour conference and couldn't get away to chair. But, Marika, we appreciate very much you stepping forward, not only to assist us from the staff perspective, as you've done so, I think, almost seamlessly, but also with chairing the call last week and pushing the discussion forward. I sincerely appreciate your effort.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
So
I do have one question. Do you already want me to – I need to, you know, make some changes to the first draft of the working group guidelines, but would you like me to post that ahead of the next call, or do you prefer for everyone to focus first on this document
and go ahead and post
it after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and post it.
Okay, so that should be out in the next couple of days, hopefully.
Yeah, the minute I tell them we're going to move on, they're going to start looking if that's where their interest is. So we might as well have that information there for them.
This is Subhaya. Just two points. One is, are we going to be meeting in Seoul by any chance?
Yes.
What day will that be? Do we have any idea at this point?
I think it's scheduled possibly tentatively for Sunday.
Okay.
Sigh, of course, from Cheryl, but that's all right.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to know is that we are having a call at this time next Wednesday, or are we changing the time for the next Wednesday as well?
If we change the time of the call, it would probably move the week after.
Okay, fine. So either we're going to have a call at the same time next Wednesday, or we're going to have don't have a call next Wednesday, but have the one at a new time the week after. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I will try to be on next week's call. If there is one, I'll be traveling, but I think I might be able to make it. I'll be in the Asia time zone. All right? Thank you.
Now, Sabaya, you just have to manage the Asia time zone. Come on.
I do that every other week. I was in Asia 2 weeks ago. I'm in Asia this week. Tomorrow, I'll be in Asia again.
There's nothing wrong with a little early morning activity.
you think you have it hard, but it's actually worse for you every other week.
No, 2 or 3 a.m. I was going to say 2 or 3 a.m. for you it would have been, I would have thought.
If we can do this, Marika, if you can try to have something to me by midday Friday, my time, then I'll send it out at the end of the week.
That's fine. Okay.
All right. Thank you all very much. And I will check Sabai on the tentative schedule and post something to the list as well.
Good. Thanks.
For Seoul. All right?
Thanks. I'm just typing something into the... I actually missed the last word, so I'll just read it to the record. It's just my point on Seoul. Swoo! Sorry about the typos in the record in the Adobe room. That's just tragic. The sooner we set the Sunday at Seoul time, the better, because Alec has always got a full day on the Sunday, and I need to tweak our own Alec agenda to be away at the least problematic time. It didn't work for me in Sydney, unfortunately, but I really would like at this end of this work to be available in Seoul.
Okay, well, let me see what I just need to look that up. I know that Glenn has sent me something buried in my mailbox. I've got to find it, and I will put it to the list. Understanding, of course, that it's tentative at this point.
We are juggling, this is Aubrey, we are juggling so many time requirements and time changes. But this is like one of the hardest parts about any meeting. But I do believe they are all scheduled for Sunday morning. All the various working teams are scheduled. I just don't know the exact which one fell when.
Avery, Cheryl here, of course, but you've got three of my ALAC, if I include myself in that group, key personnel in those teams.
Yeah.
And I obviously would prefer to juggle what we're doing in our agenda to make sure that people who are key to our discussions are back in our room at that time. So if I can now focus on AM and PM, that's a great help, and then we can play the tag team exercise. The sooner we know exactly how, the better, but I understand the logistics issues. I understand the problems.
I'll ask Glenn to get that out. At one point, we had thought of trying to put them in on Saturday morning, but then we found not enough people would be there on time, so that's why it ended up Sunday.
Yeah, I understand, but in fact... That again is another matter that perhaps from an ACSO perspective we could discuss on future planning, because there is only so much you can squeeze into X number of days, and it is getting back to being kind of we need to be cloned to get it all done, which isn't going to be real productive.
Well, that's the whole thing of getting more people to actually participate.
There's an alternative.
It's strange that we've got... Yeah, you know, four people here. We mostly have, you know, we have half chairs.
I have here is tentatively this group is set to meet at 9 a.m. local time, and we'll be meeting until 11:30 a.m. local time, 2.5 hours.
On that Sunday.
That's a long slot.
That not only is it a long slot, is that all of the work teams that are going to be running in parallel?
I'll check with Glenn. Or
if Gisela can get that back to me as well, that's got huge impact if they're all running in parallel. However, We will work it out.
And this is Marika. I think Jay Scott and Jeff probably need to discuss as well where and if the PPSC is going to meet as well and how it fits in into the overall time allotted to the both work teams.
Yeah, it may be that this entire time slot I'm looking here. I'll have to verify everything at this point. But that's sort of the Cheryl, for your purposes.
Mm-hmm.
The various working groups are going to be meeting in that general time frame.
Great. Okay. It's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think Saturday is wonderful, but there you go. We'll work it out. Thank you. The sooner we for future references, of course, the sooner we get the likelihood of what I think are essential face-to-face meetings, and these at this sort of ultimate polishing stage, which I assume we would be at, is pretty important to get the maximum number of people either on the phone or face-to-face to really make an excellent outcome for final review. The sooner people can do their planning around these things, the better. And that's not just from the ALAC point of view. It may be if there was an intent to perhaps hold workshops on the Saturday, then, you know, the sooner people knew about it, the better. For example, I could have argued that part of my team needed to actually be there on the Saturday so we could have freed up the Sunday slot rather than compete or clone Alan. And I'm not sure we need clones of Alan and Cheryl and Vanda, but we might end up having to make them. Talk to you soon.
All right. You've got a plan. That's half the battle.
We try.
Probably.
So, what we'll do is you should look, you know, you should be receiving further communication on this before the end of the week.
Fantastic.
All right. This is Jay Scott. I think we can call this meeting adjourned, and I appreciate again everyone's attendance, especially Cheryl and Sabai, who are making extraordinary effort. I don't know, Aubrey, I never know where you are, so I don't know if
Aubrey could be anywhere. Where is she now?
No, this time I'm actually comfortably on the east coast of the U.S.
Oh, you
okay, so you're nice mid afternoon rather than mid morning,
yep.
As in 2 a.m. Okay, well, thank you all very much. We will proceed accordingly and look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay,
bye-bye. Congratulations on a short meeting.
Thank you. Bye. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.